Today we are going to be learning a very, very important inyan, something that I've been trying to understand for a long time, really gives you a deep understanding and a very, very fundamental inyan of Gula Moshiach. Everybody knows how disappointing it can be if you look forward to a certain trip, a whole summer, a grand trip, and they're telling you, you know, when you get there, it's mamish, the best thing. And you get there and you're like, oh, this is it? Could be very, very disappointing. That's why we don't even tell you that you're having any trips. But the idea is that when you look forward to something and then you see that it's not as big as it's told to be, it can be very disappointing. You ask any Yid for the last 2,000 years, what are we working for? What's the goal? Where are we trying to get to? They tell you, we're looking for your Maisa Moshiach. That's the goal. Everyone is working, like Chazal say, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, La'ivra Alma Elal Moshiach. The world was only created for Moshiach. So you're all excited about Moshiach. Very exciting thing. And then you open up a Gemara, Gemara in Brachos Lamedalad Amud Beis, and the Gemara says, "Ein bin Olam Hazeh l'Olam Haba." The only difference between Olam Hazeh and Yemos HaMashiach is Shibud Malchus Bovad. David HaMelech will be in charge. Olam Kimin Hagi Noye. The world is running regular, and you're like, "Really? This is it? That's it? Only Shibud Malchus Bovad? That's the whole Yemos HaMashiach?" This is what we work so hard for. That in the regular world, just a little bit of change of Shibud Malchus. This can be a question. This can be an internal dilemma that someone may have. So I want to share with you a very, very gishmak understanding in this inyan that's explained in the Keser Shem Tiv, Ois Mem Vav Aleph. It's printed in page Chof Ches, in the newly printed Keser Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov is explaining a Zohar. The Zohar says, Loigolu Yisroel, what was it that caused Yidden to go into Golos? What was the reason? Shekofru Bahashem Ubedovid. They denied the Abishter, they were Koifer in the Abishter, and they were Koifer in David. Now, someone that denies Hashem, we understand what that means. They don't understand, they don't agree, they don't believe in the Abishter. What does it mean to deny David? What does it mean that Yidden went into Golos because they denied David? How do you deny David? Deny that he exists? Deny that there are children that are Malachim? You deny Moshiach? What is it supposed to mean that we go into Golos when we deny David? And the Baal Shem Tov explains as follows. That the word David is obviously three letters. Dalet, Vav, Dalet. In Kabbalah it's explained that the letter Vav, in like Yud-Kei, Vav-Kei, what's the letter Vav? The letter Vav is exactly like it looks. It's a nekuda on top, it's a point on top that gets brought down. It's a yud that extends. There's a lot of our Yiddishkeit, a lot of our emunah, which is b'shamayim. It's only in heaven. It's only like an idea. The vav is to bring the idea l'maisa b'poil, to bring it down to this world. There is the Abishter, and there is the Abishter the way he's expressed as David. What does it mean the Abishter that's expressed as David? David means that the Dalet, which is on top, the Abishter, which is on top, is Vav, is Nimshach, to the Dalet Lamata. Which means that we believe in Hashkocha Protis. That's not enough that we believe that the Abishter is Bashamayim, we also believe that the Abishter is Ba'aretz. And that everything that happens in this world is from the Abishter. Not just from the Abishter, it's directly coordinated and part of the Abishter's plan that's for Klal Yisroel. So when the Kabbalah speaks about Hashem Ubedavid, It's referring to Hashem, that Shemayim, that we believe in the Eibishter, but not just that you have to believe in Hashem the way he's the creator of the world, you have to also believe Hashem B'David, that Hashem is running the world today in the Hashkocha Pratistic way. What happens if someone does not believe in Hashkocha Pratis? What happens then? Somebody believes in Hashem, but he doesn't believe in Hashkocha Pratis. What does that lead to? That leads to a person thinking that Koichi Voitzim Yodi Asali Yisachayel Hazeh. If the Eibishter is not in charge, so I'm in charge. And anyone's success is my own success. That leads to self-gaiva, which obviously leads to more and more denial of the Eibishter. And that's the root of all the Averis. Someone that believes in Hashkocha Pratis, even if he does an Avera, right away he's going to do tshuva because he realizes the Eibishter is here. He wants to do tshuva. He had a bad moment, so he fell. But right away he's going to get back on track. Somebody that doesn't live with Hashkocha Pratis, so the more the Eibishter is distant, the more he's close to himself. If he's close to himself, the more he's self-conceited. The more that leads to more Averis. And what happens then? What's the darg of the Eibishter that is creating the world? That's the Sfiras HaMalchus. So what happens is the Sfiras HaMalchus becomes more and more hidden. When Hashkocha Pratis is revealed, when you believe in Hashkocha Pratis, so then Sfiras HaMalchus is revealed. When a Yid doesn't believe in Hashkocha Pratis, when we don't see Alikus in this world daily, what happens? It leads that the Sfiras HaMalchus should be more and more concealed. It gets covered over by the Klipa. What does it mean that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be Shibud Malchus, a change of Malchus? It doesn't just mean that until now the Goyim were in charge. And now, guess what? David HaMelech is in charge. That's a simple taich. But there's a much deeper taich. Shibud Malchus means that no longer will Sfiras HaMalchus be hidden in the world. When we see the world in the time of Mashiach, we're going to be able to see the Elikus that's in the world. And that, in the words of the Baal Shem Tov, listen to this. Ula'asid b'yemais HaMashiach, when in the near future, in the times of Mashiach, was Asheruach Atuma Yaver Min Ha'aretz, the Eibishter is going to remove all the impurity from the world. Az Yiskal Ashkachasa Yisbarech B'Prati Pratis, we're going to see the way the Eibishter, Sfiras HaMalchus, is going to be shining. Shibud Malchus doesn't just mean a new king. Shibud Malchus means that what until now Sfiras HaMalchus was in Golos, until now Sfiras HaMalchus, which is here, was hidden, our reality was not Elikus, and now Shibud Malchus, we're going to see the Gilia Malchus, and we're going to be able to see Hashkocha Pratis in every aspect of the Bria. So by training ourselves to see Hashkocha Pratis in every aspect of Bria Sa'olam, that itself is freeing up Sfiras HaMalchus, that's the name of Geula. In other Oisias, this week we know is Achri Mois Kedoshim. I'm sorry. After, in the Sikh of Achri Mois Kedoshim, Tov Shinun Aleph, so the Rebbe explains that the difference between Goyla and Geula, it's Lechayda, you would think that they're two opposites. One is exile, one is Golos. Geula is freedom, Geula is redemption, Geula is the ultimate opposite of Golos. Yet they're the same letters. The only difference is a letter Aleph. What does that mean? That the real union of Geula is that Elikus that's ready here in the world is revealed. That the Goyla, the Welt, screams, it knows its true identity, it knows the Eibishter. The Welt knows it, and everyone, V'yede kopo kiyata fa'altai, V'yovin ko yitzur kiyata yitzartai. And that is Goyla b'teisefes Aleph, that's the union of Geula. Those are the same oisius mamish of this idea of Shibud Malchus, that until now the Aleph is hidden, and therefore we only see Goyla. But in the time of Mashiach, when the Aleph will be revealed, La'ein Koil, when the Alufei Shaloylam, the Eibishter, will be revealed in the world, then that Shibun Malchis will be able to see Ashkocha Protis in all aspects of the Bria.